Chris, let's talk about the tour again. What's the name of it going to be?
High as the Moon Tour.
And why that name?
I love the moon.
When and where are you going to kick off the High as the Moon Tour?
Well, you know, I've already started, but I think the first show is in July, so I hope I catch up to it. But yeah, it's July 24th in Minneapolis, I believe, is the first really big shoe of the next thing. So and then we'll be out there, I'm sure, coming everywhere we can go. Even Denver, I think we got a special pardon. I have to wear a muzzle, of course, while I'm there. But
well, you said earlier that you like people to have a good time at your shows. What do you want them to do?
Well, I mean, I can say, you know, that the band is not discouraging any sort of behavior. I mean, I don't think anyone should show up there and want to be beaten on anyone. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that. But, you know, I'm saying, you know, you want to, if you go to see a band that you dig, you want to come down and see the Black Crowes, and you're in a room with 3,000 other people want to see it, jump up and down, you know, take your clothes off and run around, whatever you want. I mean, we're all in there to listen and to hang, you know? And like I said, it's just so jaded sometimes, you know? Everyone's like, well, you know, there's nothing that's keeping you from having a great time.
Now, that's an interesting philosophy, because there seems to be a formula to most of the rock, I'll say, presentations.
Yeah, because, you know, what do they care, man? You know, you've been touring in arenas for whatever. You get up there every day. Why would you have to play? It doesn't sound that good, so we can play to tapes. How many T-shirts we sell? Cool. You know, what do you... That's why we're not going to go play arenas. This time we're going out and we're going straight into theaters. And that's why we change our set every night. And that's why we jam in every show. That's why we do extended jams. That's why it's going to be allowed for people to come bootleg, you know? It's all those things. It's going to be even the way the stage looks and the way the gig smells, you know, all of it.
What is the gig going to smell like this year, Chris?
I hope it's not Teen Spirit. I hope it smells like rock and roll there, you know. Hope it smells like illegal people.